Hello, everyone, and welcome again to A Plus English. I'm Bill.
And I'm Jonathan. So, Bill, do you think it's possible for two people to look completely the same, but they're not twins? 不是双胞胎哦。
Oh, well, sure, why not? Why do you ask?
Today, we're talking about the story of two boys. They look completely the same,But their lives are very, very different.
Oh, I know. One is very rich and the other is very poor, right?
Right. And one day, they decided to change their clothes, 交换衣服。
Ah, so now the rich boy looks like the poor boy, and the poor boy looks like the rich boy.
Right. 我们今天呢，就来看看这个有趣的故事。它是很有名的小说家马克吐恩所写的《王子与乞丐》。
Well, I'm excited to find out about today's story, so let's look at today's story.
Changing clothes, changing lives. Reading A.
Long ago, there were two boys. They both lived in London. They were both born on the same day. But their lives were completely different. Tom was too poor to go to school. His father made him beg for food. Edward was a prince. He was taught to read and write. He even had servants help him dress.
So, Bill, how does this story begin?
Well, our story says, long ago, there were two boys. Now, we're getting the story ready. We're saying when it happened and who's in the story. When we say long ago, we mean a long time ago. So, this means a long time in the past.
所以我们这个故事是怎么开始的呢？文章这里说 long ago there were two boys. 这里这个 long ago 它又等于 a long time ago, 就是很久很久以前。所以文章说好久好久以前有两个小男生。
And a good example of how to use this phrase is long ago, Jonathan, my dog died.
哦、oh, 好可怜哦。Long ago, my dog died. 很久以前我的狗死掉了。
But it was long ago, so I got over it. Yeah. Well, anyway, both of these boys lived in London, and they were both born on the same day.
接下来呢，故事又继续告诉我们 ，they both lived in London. 他们两个都住在伦敦，而且呢 ，they were both born on the same day. 而且两个人生日也一样。How interesting.
Yeah, but it says in our story, their lives were completely different. Now, completely here just means totally. Their lives were so different, nothing was the same in their lives.
所以这两个小男生呢，同一天生日又住在同一个地方 ,but their lives were completely different. 这里我们看到这个副词 completely. Completely 就是完完全全的。所以文章告诉我们，可是他们的命运却是完完全全的不一样哦。
For example, Jonathan, that gift that you got me for birthday last year, well, it completely surprised me.
啊、哦，我去年给 Bill 的生日礼物呢，是完完全全的给他了个大惊喜。Well, good.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. Thank you. Anyway, Tom was too poor to go to school. So this is one of the things we will see that was different. Now, when you are too something, that means it's too much, right? So he just did not have enough money to go to school.
那么这两个小男生有什么不同呢？我们这里看到哦， Tom was too poor to go to school. 这里我们看到 too加个形容词，再加个 to 动词 ，to 形容词再加个 to 动词，就是太怎么样了，所以不能如何。这里我们看到的是 Tom 太穷了，所以呢，他不能去上学。
For example, Jonathan, I was almost too tired to come to work today.
I was almost too tired to come to work today. 我几乎是太累了，差一点就不能来工作了。
But I came.
Good thing you came.
Okay. So, his father made him beg for food. This is another thing Tom had to do. Poor guy. Now, when you make someone do something, it means that you tell them to do it. And they can't not do it. They have to. Because, well, you're the boss. You tell them to do it.
所以这个 Tom 非常可怜哦，不但穷还怎么样呢？ His father made him beg for food. 这里我们看到 make somebody do something. Make somebody do something. 这里这个 make 是使役动词哦，使某人做什么事。所以他的老爸哦，会逼他要去乞讨。乞讨这个动词就是 beg, beg.而名词 beggar 就是乞丐。
Now the other boy, Edward, is a prince. He knows how to read and write. He's very rich. He has nice clothes. So a prince is a king's son, a very rich and important person.
A king's son, 国王的儿子是谁呢？当然就是王子。英文这个名词就是 prince, prince.所以呢 ,Tom 他是个乞丐，可是跟他长得一模一样的另外一个 Edward 却是个王子。How different?
Very different. Well, I wonder what will happen with Tom and Edward. We'll find out after the break.
Changing clothes, changing lives. Reading B.
One day, Tom walked to the castle. He loved to look at it through the gates. He saw a boy in beautiful clothes. It was the prince. A guard saw Tom and shouted, "Go away, you dirty boy!" Then he pushed Tom to the ground.Prince Edward saw this. He ordered, "Leave him alone. Bring him to me."
So, Bill, where did Tom go?
Well, it says in our story, Tom walked to the castle one day. So, a castle is a big house. It's a king and queen's house. And the prince usually lives there too.They're usually made of stone and rock and wood, and they're very strong buildings.
所以有一天呢 ,Tom 来到了一个地方。文章说 ,One day, Tom walked to the castle. 这里我们看到一个名词 ,castle. 那这个 T 是不发音的所以是 castle, 不是 castle. Castle, 这个名词就是城堡的意思。所以有一天哦 ,Tom 呢就走到了城堡。Now, what did he see?
Oh, well, he saw a boy in beautiful clothes.
So, 文章这里告诉我们 he saw a boy in beautiful clothes. 所以他这里呢看到一个男孩身穿华丽的衣服。Bill, who was this boy?
Well, it was the prince, of course. It was Edward.
结果这个时候 Tom 他看到的呢是 Edward, 就是王子哦，王子竟然就出现在他的面前。But at this time, something happened.
Right. A guard saw Tom, and the guard shouted, "Go away, you dirty boy!" Yeah, now, when you shout, you say something very loud. Maybe because you're angry, or you're trying, like this guard, to be strong. And a guard, of course, is somebody who helps protect a place like a castle.
所以这里发生了什么事哦？文章这里说 ，A guard saw Tom and shouted。这里我们看到 guard 这个名词 ，guard 就是守卫的意思。接下来我们看到一个动词 shout。shout 这个动词呢，就是大叫、大声呐喊。所以说有个守卫看见了 Tom， 而且他大叫。Now what did he shout？
Well， I said he shouted， "Go away， you dirty boy！" Wow， this is。Funny, he's calling Tom a dirty boy. When something is dirty, it just means it's not clean. But you can also say dirty to mean like a bad person or a poor person. So he's telling Tom that he's not clean and that he's poor. He shouldn't be at the castle.
这个时候呢，守卫对 Tom 大叫了一声，他叫了什么呢？他说 Go away, you dirty boy. 这里我们看到 dirty 这个形容词哦。那么 Bill 呢，刚刚提到了有两个意思哦。Dirty 呢，一个意思是 not clean， 就是不干净、肮脏的。另外一个，尤其是在指呢比较贫穷的人，比如说低俗的哈、哦，有这个意思。所以他说，走开，你这肮脏或是你这低俗的男孩子。
Yeah, and you know, he also then pushed Tom to the ground. This guard is not very nice at all. So he pushed Tom and threw him down to the ground.
这个守卫呢，真的是非常非常的，可以说是残暴哦，竟然还 Then he pushed Tom to the ground. Now, if you push somebody to the ground, 就是把某人推到地上去，所以这守卫呢，很凶狠的把 Tom 给推到了地上去。 He was really mean.
Right, but Prince Edward saw this and he got mad. He ordered the guard to leave him alone and then said, bring him to me. So Edward is nice. When you leave somebody alone, it means you don't bother them and you really don't push them to the ground. And of course,When we say that he ordered the guard to leave him alone, it means he told the guard to do it. And because the prince is the prince, you have to do what he said.
Right. 在这里呢，发生的这一切事情哦， Edward 这个王子都看在眼里。他说 leave him alone. 而文章这里头前面出现了 he ordered. 这里哦，我们看见 order,Order 这个动词就是命令，所以呢，王子下了一道命令，他说 Leave him alone。这里我们看到 Leave somebody alone。Leave somebody alone 呢，就是离某人远一点。所以王子这里对那个守卫说，离那个男生远一点。So it seems like Edward is a nice person.
Jonathan, leave me alone. It's time for us to go to word power.
Well, you leave me
okay,
alone.
Okay, you're right, you're right. Edward is a nice person.
Word power!
Hey, Jonathan, it's time to do word power.
That's the third word, okay?
Oh, right! Right, the first word power word is not shout. It's completely, completely.
Thank you. Completely 是个副词哦，完完全全的，彻彻底底的。
His answer to the question was completely wrong.
他这一题的答案根本就彻彻底底的错了。One plus one is nine?
Yeah, it is?
No, it's two.
Oh, that's completely wrong.
Right.
I understand. Okay, the next word power word is prince. Prince.
Prince 这个名词啊，就是王子的意思。
Prince Harry is popular around the world.
哈利王子呢，深受全世界的欢迎。Sorry.
Oh, I knew it. You're a Prince Harry fan. Okay, the next word is shout.Shout.
Shout 这个动词啊，就是怒吼喊叫的意思。
It's rude to shout at your parents.
对你的父母亲大吼大叫是非常不礼貌的。
And the last word today is dirty. Dirty.
Dirty 这个形容词啊，就是肮脏的、低俗的。
John helped me clean the dirty floor.
约翰帮我清理了这个肮脏的地板。That's nice.
It is.We have a few more things for you today.
Stop shouting. Okay.
keep in mind.
I'm really tired. My Chinese teacher made me do a lot of homework last night.
Oh, poor Clayton. 不过待会再聊他的中文作业哦。这里我们先来看实义动词哦。在英文里头呢，有三个非常实用的单字，像是 have 啦、make 啊，还有 let。在英文里头我们都称作是实义动词哦。那通常在它们之后我们会直接加上原形动词，譬如说 make somebody do something, have somebody do something。 像刚才 Clayton 有提到哦， my teacher made me do a lot of homework， 在这里我们也可以说成 my teacher had me do a lot of homework， 都是可以的哦。可是它的意思呢，其实稍微有一点点逼迫的意思哦。我们老师啊，使我们做很多的功课。哎，可是 let 就不一样。譬如说，哎，这个游戏看起来好有趣哦 ，Let me try it， 让我也试试看啊。所以记得了吗？
Changing clothes, changing lives.
Long ago, there were two boys. They both lived in London. They were both born on the same day. But their lives were completely different. Tom was too poor to go to school. His father made him beg for food. Edward was a prince. He was taught to read and write. He even had servants help him dress. One day, Tom walked to the castle. He loved to look at it through the gates. He saw a boy in beautiful clothes. It was the prince. A guard saw Tom and shouted, "Go away, you dirty boy!" Then he pushed Tom to the ground. Prince Edward saw this. He ordered, "Leave him alone. Bring him to me."Review time!
Okay, Jonathan, for today's review time, we have an interesting kind of game. So, we have Edward and Tom on two sides, three sentences. Our students need to draw a line from the name to the correct sentence. But I'll just read the sentence, and you tell me who it is.
好，我们今天的 review time 呢 ，Bill 等一下给你三个形容的句子哦。那么，请你根据文章内容来决定说，哎，这个是在形容 Tom 还是 Edward？
Okay, first sentence is a boy in beautiful clothes，
身穿美丽衣服的男生。That must be the prince Edward.
Of course, it's Edward. All right. The second one, his father made him beg.For food.
他老爸逼他出去乞讨食物。So that must be Tom.
Right, because Tom's the poor one.
He's a beggar.
Right.
是乞丐。
Okay, now the third one. The guard pushed him to the ground.
守卫把他给推到地上去。I think that happened to Tom.
That's right. He pushed Tom to the ground.When Tom was outside the castle.
And Edward got mad.
He did. But that's for tomorrow's story.
Oh.
But good job, you got all three right. And we have some more for you today.
Fun with phrases.Leave alone.
Leave alone.
Look! I found a piece of cheese!
Great! Let's eat it before Peter finds out.
What are you two doing in there?
We're about to go to bed. Leave us alone!
But I bought you some new clothes. Don't you want to take a look?
Just leave Leave us alone!
You're going to eat that cheese all by yourselves?
Sorry.
Now, I'm going back to my room with the cheese. And you just leave me alone.
Just for fun!
All right, we have another animal idiom today, and it is about that animal that we all know, the chicken.
That's right, that delicious animal. Is it about eating chickens?
No, this one isn't about eating chickens. This one is really simple. It is chicken out. Now, is this something you say when a chicken runs into your house and you want that chicken to get out of here?
You say chicken out. No, that would be really funny, though. Chicken out is sort of like, well, just say all your friends say, hey, you know, we're going to this big mountain. We want to climb it. It's going to be very scary and dangerous. And you say, yes, sure. But then at the last minute, you say, oh, I'm too scared. That's chickening out.
Oh, so if you are too scared to do something, then you chicken out. And what Siobhan said is right, especially if you say at first that you will do something, but then at the last moment, meaning just before it is time to do that thing, you get scared and say, no, I can't actually do it.
Yes, chickens are very scared animals. I don't know if you've ever actually been to a chicken coop. That's just the special word for chicken house. You go there and the chickens run away from you and they sort of run all crazy. It's like they're scared all the time.
Right. I don't think chickens are very brave animals. Okay, let's look at our example sentence for this animal idiom. I wanted to tell Mary I like her, but I chickened out. Siobhan, what does this mean?
Well, it sounds like a boy has a crush or, you know, likes Mary a little bit. And he says, okay, today is the day. I'm telling Mary I like her. I want her to be my girlfriend. But at the last minute, he chickened out. He couldn't tell her. He got a little bit scared.
Right. So I think that sometimes in our lives, we have all chickened out. There have been times when we wanted to do something, said, okay, I'm going to go do that. And then at the last moment, it just becomes too scary.
Yes, definitely. But, I mean, chickening out sometimes isn't a bad thing. You know, I mean, maybe if, like the example I used earlier, all those kids going up to the mountains, I don't know, maybe it is too scary. Sometimes chickening out isn't a bad thing.
Right, if that thing is too dangerous. Okay, everybody, that's our animal idiom for today, chicken out.